got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
This is the most talented corner in the entire draft.
I was blown away by how athletic and tough he is.
Well, it's been great. I was talking with some friends, some peers, some coaches the other day, and I've been down here every year since 1986 was my first one. So, you know, I'm starting to date myself, but it's been a good experience so far. You know, we're basically just wrapping up with the offensive players, and the defense will go on the field tomorrow. My interviews are going very well. You know, we've got two separate interviews going on. We've got the individual interviews with the staff, with the individual player, and then, you know, the coaches will go out and interview, you know, the players that we don't have our formal interviews with. So that process is going well. The physicals are done, so we'll be collecting that information. So, you know, this is the first step in the process in preparation for the draft. You know, I actually went down and, got a front row seat to watch the receivers and quarterbacks and, of course, the running backs. And, you know, that's what we typically do. He ran very well. He's very athletic. Catch the football. We watched a lot of tape. We've actually interviewed him. Outstanding young man. You know, things, you know, he had a great freshman year, sophomore year. Kind of things dropped off a little bit, but he came back and played very well this past year. Yeah, he's a different athlete than Tavon. He's going to be a top pick, and, he's going to make somebody a really good player. There are certain positions where I feel it's more important to look at game tape than it is to see him live. The advantage you have when you watch him live in person is you get to watch him and compare him to the other 15 or 20 or 40 running backs, for example. So as opposed to going out and having an individual workout, you get to compare him. And guys, every year will, you know, really help themselves, and some guys will set themselves back as a result of what happens on the field. The one thing about the combine is that the drills remain consistent. You know, the shuttles, the short shuttles, the three cone, the 40s, you know, the surface. As long as it's consistent, we have the ability to compare to previous years. I mean, my favorite drill is I think it's going to take place tomorrow. That's when Rich Eisen runs the 40.